Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyanibingelela balaleli namhlanje sithi lapho enikhona uNkulunkulu abe nani masifunda isifundo mayelana nokufa ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi baphi abethu abafileyo na? Baphi abethu abafileyo na? Igama lami nginguJimmy wakwaDube. Singakaqhubekeli phambili ngalesi sifundo, ngizocela ukubana sibe nomthandazo. Sicele uNkulunkulu asivezele ukuthi baphi abethu abafileyo. Baphi abethu abafileyo? Asikhulekeni Baba wethu osezulwini. Siyakubonga Nkulunkulu ngoba iBhayibheli lakho liyisibane ezinyaweni zethu, libe yikukhanya ezindleleni zethu. Sicela iBhayibheli lakho lisikhanyisele indlela yokufunda esiza kukwenza, sibe lazi iqiniso lakho Nkulunkulu womusa. Indlela yakho Nkosi ingasilahlekeli, siyayidinga, siyayifisa ukuthi sibe kuyo, sihambe kuyo, ngoba abaningi Nkosi iBhayibheli lithi bahamba endleleni ebanzi, kodwa indlela engabanzi itholwa ngabalutshwana. Sicela ukuthi bani ngokulalela nangokufunda kwethu namhlanje ingani singayithola le ndlela ezasilifikisa ekuphileni ngoJesu Kristu Inkosi yethu. Siyakhuleka, amen. Baleleli, siyabonga. Isihloko sendaba sethu sanamhlanje sithi baphi abethu abafileyo na? Banengi abanokuzwisisa okunengi okushiyeneyo. Abanye bathi ma umuntu efayo uya ezulwini. Abanye bathi ma umuntu efayo uya phansi emhlabathini. IBhayibheli liyasibonisa ukuthi iqiniso ngokuthi abafileyo bakuphi, bayephi abafileyo bethu. Namhlanje sizokuthi sililandele iBhayibheli, sizwe ngokweBhayibheli ukuthi abafileyo bethu baya kuphi njalo bangaphi, benzani. Namhlanje kunengi ukuzwisisa ngabafileyo okwehlukeneyo, kwehlukile. Omunye uzwisisa la indlela, omunye azwisise le indlela, kodwa namhlanje sifuna ukuthi silizwe iBhayibheli ukuthi lona lisitshelani ngendaba yabafileyo. Masibuyela encwadini kaGenesisi, uGenesisi nguchapter 3. Indaba yokufa ifakwe yabasobala eBhayibhelini ngokuthi ma umuntu efayo uyaphi. Ma uNkulunkulu echasisela uAdam, uyamtshela ukuthi ulalele izwi lomkakho, yikho uzokubuyela emhlabathini. Uzokubuyela emhlabathini ngoba usuke wathathwa emhlabathini wena. Nansi iBhayibheli isisitshela ukubana uAdamu wabuyela phi, waya ezulwini na ma efayo, kumbe wabuyela emhlabathini lapho athathwa khona. Asizweni ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathini ku-Adamu ngendaba yokufa, ukuthi ma esefile u-Adamu uzoyaphi. Namhlanje sidinga ukubana abethu abafayo bayephi. Kuverse 17 incwadi kaGenesis, uGenesis chapter 3 ivesi ngelika 17 ithi yona, wayesesithi ku-Adamu, njengokuba ulalele izwi lomkakho, wadla kulowo muthi engakulaya ngawo ukuthi ungadli kuwo, ngalokhu umhlabathi uqalekisiwe ngenxa yakho. Uyakudla kuwo ngokukhathazeka zonke izinsuku zokuhamba kwakho. Uyakuvezela ameva namakhakhasi wena udle imifino yasendle. Verse 19. Ngesithukuthuku sakho sobuso bakho uyokudla isinkwa sakho uze ubuyele emhlabathini. Uze ubuyele emhlabathini lokhu wathathwa kuwo. IBhayibhili iyasibonisa lapha balaleli ukubana uNkulunkulu utshela u-Adamu ukuthi ma izinsuku zakhe emhlabeni seziphelile uzokubuyela othulini emhlabathini lapho avela khona. Singamangali ukubana abethu nanamhlanje nxa masebefile sibabisela othulini ngokuba uNkulunkulu wakhuluma kanjalo wathi nizokubuyela othulini lapho elivele khona. Sizokuthi sizwisisise ukubana ma umuntu esebuyela othulini kukhona yini okusalayo emuntwini. Kukhona yini okusalayo emuntwini esingathi kukhona umuntu akuzwayo, kukhona umuntu akubonayo masefile. IBhayibhili singakhumbula ukubana kuGenesis chapter 2 iverse ngelika 7 ithi yona iBhayibhili uNkulunkulu wathatha umhlabathi wabumba umuntu. Kahle silifunde ukuze ngingalifaki ngamazwi ami, silifake njengokulotshwa elikulotshiweyo eBhayibhelini likaNkulunkulu. UJehova uNkulunkulu wabumba umuntu ngomhlabathi, waphefumulela emakhaleni akhe umoya wokuphila, kanjalo umuntu waba umphefumulo ophilayo. Ngezinye indlela uNkulunkulu uthi yena umuntu uhlanganiswe yinhlabathi ehlanganiswe nomphefumulo kaNkulunkulu. Umuntu yinhlabathi ehlanganiswe nomphefumulo kaNkulunkulu. Masizehlukanisa lezi zinto, masehlukanisa inhlabathi, sehlukanise sikhuphe umphefumulo kaNkulunkulu, okusalayo ngumhlabathi, okusalayo ngumphefumulo kaNkulunkulu, umuntu sibe sesithi akasekho. UNkulunkulu sithi uzibani akasekho. Ngokuba sokwehlukene umphefumulo okaNkulunkulu, umphefumulo ungokaNkulunkulu. Inhlabathi ingeyadalwa nguNkulunkulu. Ukufa yikwehlukanisa komhlabathi. Umhlabathi uyabuyela ube ngumhlabathi. Awubi ngumhlabathi wami mangishonayo. Umphefumulo ayisiwo ukuthi sengizokuthi ngumphefumulo wami mangishonayo. Umphefumulo kaNkulunkulu uyabuyela kuNkulunkulu ube ngumphefumulo kaNkulunkulu. Umhlabathi uyabuyela emhlabathini ube ngumhlabathi njengomhlabathi. Akula mhlabathi engithi mangishonayo ngithi lo umhlabathi ngowami. Angeke ngathi kanjalo emphefumulweni ngithi mangishonayo ngithi umphefumulo lo ngowami. Kuyabuyela ngesilungu bathi kuyariveseka kubuyele lapho okwakuyikho khona ekuqaleni, kube sokuthiwa umuntu akasekho. Umuntu akasekho ngoba sokurivesekile lokho akade yikho khona. Asifundeni incwadi kaMshumayeli. UMshumayeli ivesi ichapter ngeka 9, ivesi ngeka 5 kusiya ku 6. Asizwisiseni ukuthi iBhayibheli lithini. Baphi abafileyo bethu? IBhayibheli ikuthi yona kuvesi ngelika 5, ngokuba abaphilayo bayazi ukuba bayokufa. Nansi indaba. ngokuba abaphilayo bayazi ukuthi bayokufa. Kepha abafileyo abazi lutho futhi abasenawo umvuzo. Siphinde futhi. Kepha abafileyo abazi lutho futhi abasenawo umvuzo. Ngokuba ukukhunjulwa kwabo sekukhohlakele, uthando lwabo nokuzonda kwabo nomhawu wabo sekuphelile, futhi abasenaso isabelo nanini kukho konke okwenziwayo ngaphansi kwelanga. Futhi abasenaso isabelo nanini kukho konke okwenziwa ngaphansi kwelanga. IBhayibheli ithi abasenaso isabelo. IBhayibheli leyo. Sifunda iBhayibheli njengoba isho kanjalo. Thina singaba nokuzwisisa okwehlukile nalokhu okukhulunywa iBhayibheli. Kodwa ofuna ukukholwa iBhayibheli uzayikholwa. UNkulunkulu uyanika sonke ithuba lokuthi sikhethe ukuthi siyokukhetha ukukhetha kuphi. Kodwa iBhayibheli lithi uthando lwabo nokuzonda kwabo nomhawu wabo sekuphelile, futhi abasenaso isabelo nanini kukho konke okwenziwa phansi kwelanga. IBhayibheli yasibonisa balaleli ukubana abafileyo bethu, kepha abafileyo abasazi lutho. IBhayibheli isibekela kanjalo. Sithi singabuyela kanjalo kumshumayeli chapter 3, kumshumayeli 3, ivesi ngelika 18 no 19. IBhayibheli isitshela kanje, ivesi ngelika 18 no 19 ithi yona iBhayibheli, ngathi enhliziyweni yami kungenxa yamadoda abantu ukuze uNkulunkulu awavivinye wona azibonele ukuthi anjengezilwane nje. Verse 19. Ngokuba okwehlela amadodana abantu kwehlela nezilwane, into inye ikwehlela kokubili. Njengalokhu kufa lokho, kuyafa nalokho. Kunomphefumulo munye, umuntu akazidluli ngalutho izilwane ngokuba konke kuyize. Kuverse 20. Konke kuya endaweni inye, konke kuvela othulini, konke kuyobuyela othulini. Ibisisithi kuverse 21, ngubani owaziyo ukuthi umoya wamadodana abantu ukhuphukela phezulu, nomoya wezilwane ukuthi wehlela phansi emhlabathini na? UNkulunkulu uthi yena, ngubani owawubona umoya ukuthi omuntu uya phezulu, owezinyama wezilwane uya emhlabathini na? IBhayibheli ithi yona okwehlela izilwane yikho okwehlela umuntu kanjalo. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba uyasivezela ukubana abafileyo bethu bayokulala emathuneni, njengoba sifundile kuJohane chapter 5 ivesi ngelika 28 uthi bayokulala emathuneni balindele lolo suku lapho abazokulizwa khona izwi likaNkulunkulu likhuluma. Abavukeleyo, abakuqala bazokuvukela ukuphila kunaphakade, abesibili ukuvuka bazokuvukela ukulahlwa. Balaleli, siyabonga ngoba uNkulunkulu uyasivezela, asifihleli, akasifihleli ngendaba yokufa lokuthi baphi abethu abafileyo. Singakaqedi, angaba khona ungaba nombuzo, ngingacela ukuthi ashaye kule inombolo ku 0832692472 sixoxisane ngendaba le yokufa. Singakavali, sizacela uNkulunkulu ngomthandazo asinike ukuhlakanipha. Baba wethu osezulwini siyakucela ukuhlakanipha kwakho. Ilizwi lakho kalibe isibane ezinyaweni zethu, libe ukukhanya endleleni yethu. Siyakubonga uNkulunkulu ngalesi sifundo, langazinye izifundo eziningi osinika zona. Siyakubonga ngegama lika Jesu Christ inkosi yethu. Amen.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Berger, Esti Feldenais, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.